So we're happy to be checking in with Quincy Ward 1 City Councilor Dave McCarthy, Chairman of the Quincy City Council's Finance Committee, to chat a little bit about the Quincy College discussion. Hi, Dave. Nice to see you.
Hi, Joe. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate the opportunity. You had a spirited meeting last night, Thursday night, another one coming up on Monday night. If you could just maybe for folks who don't know, give us a little overview of what the discussion is about.
Yeah, as we all know, Quincy College has always really been trying to find a home here in Quincy. We've had a couple of meetings. We had a meeting a week or so ago. We had a meeting last night that was on a $23 million bond entertainment acquisition, whatever you want to call it, purchase some land across from Presidential Place, where Quincy College is predominantly now, over on top of the corner of the Monroe Building, taking the Monroe Building down and going up anywhere from 10 to 15 stories. And the conversation kind of geared around the permanent home for Quincy College. So this has been, as you indicated, Joe, and we said, a spirited debate. A lot of folks are contemplating whether the college is going to make a comeback. I had a couple of tough years at a nursing program, de-accreditation issue a few years back. COVID hit last year and hurt everybody. And President Rick DeCristofaro, my good friend, the superintendent of Quincy Public Schools, is now driving the bus over there. So he's turning things around. So we're hoping to try to work with the mayor and get a home, a permanent home for Quincy College out there some, hopefully very soon. But we're still I think we're far away now. We had a lot of discussions last night, and the council is definitely back and forth on its thoughts.
Yeah, as you say, it's very divisive. It's brought up a lot of passionate feelings both ways. How do you feel personally, Dave?
Well, I go way back with the college in my years on the school committee. So I've been around for 18 or so years now. And when I was on the school committee, I tried to make it a point to get involved with the college at graduation time and with all the past presidents. I was on the Board of Governors for 2 years. I got to look at what the college can do for that person in general, that kid, that adult, especially that kid who comes out of school that isn't sure whether college is for them or they don't want to take the big leap. And they can go up the street and get an associate's and transfer to a bigger school if they like. I always thought it was a great option to have here in the city.
I guess the big question is, should the city own it? You know, should the city finance it?
Right. I think one thing that came up that was, and I'm in favor of more discussion about it, is having the city get more involved in it. Councilor Palmucci brought up a vote that happened a number of years back where the college, I think at the time, was doing quite well and wanted to break away from the city. And it didn't happen. It's always been connected as a department of the city, and different things have gone over to the college to run. But as the years go on, it kind of fluctuated back as being more dependent on the city. And I think that if the college makes a comeback, which I feel it will, under Rick DeCristofaro, that a little more city involvement with the Board of Governors, a little more involvement on money going back and forth, definitely should be brought up to both the council and the mayor. And Councilor Palmucci made a great point. You know, it should almost be run as when Rick DeCristofaro ran as superintendent of the Quincy Public Schools. The public schools was a department of the city, of course, but it was almost its own little entity where it ran its things, its budget. You know, it had an elected board looking after it. It was similar, but it was still tied in 100% to the city. So I think a little bit more of that would be great. And I think it would help both the city and the college in the long run.
You did support, though, the resolution asking the college to look at merging with the state system or becoming its own state college. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, when I supported it, and I think it was unanimous to look at it, it's pretty hard, though, to penetrate the state system when you really don't have any assets. You know, they're renting. They don't have their own campus. I don't know what our chances would be to be able to get into the state system. And I think that's more or less my curiosity of, well, let's see if that benefits us and let's see if we actually can. Meanwhile, let's still move along with this $23 million bond. Let's take a good hard look at a permanent home for the college and let's support the college, but keep that state opportunity on the table, Joe, you know? Okay. 'Cause it would help. It would help, but I don't know what the parameters are, and we'd have to dig into a little bit, and I think the Board of Governors is going to do that.
Yeah, so is that why you supported the plans to buy just the property at this point and then and take it from there?
Well, yeah. When I look at it last night, too, we went back and forth, and it got a little dramatic at times, but it's never had its own place. We were in State Street above the Patriot Ledger and the old Patriot Ledger building. It was in Coddington, and that worked great when we were all, you know, using paper and number two pencils back in the day. But as Councillor Kane indicated, technology changes everything, and it was time to get out of Coddington and move over to Presidential Place and Seville. But it's a menagerie here. If you were a young kid or you're an adult and you wanted to come and see the college, you might not really know where to start because we're spread out all over the place. And of course, we had to vacate Coddington as the high school used it during construction. So there are a lot of different things that are flying around in regards to folks saying, you know, well, it had a home in Coddington. Well, Coddington is not that large. It's not, you know, it's now up to date with the administration, the school administration in there. But Quincy College needs its own footprint. It needs its own campus, its own building. It'd be a shame. And I was very disappointed last night. I thought it was going to be a lot more positive. Rick's done a great job, President DeCristofaro. And I thought we'd look at it a lot more positive to get out of Presidential Place where we pay over $2 million a year in rent. If we were to get out of Presidential Place and this doesn't happen, my question, I think Councillor Harris's question also was, where do we go? You know, where do you go? Are you going to stay there and pay $2 million a year? By the time we're done paying $2 million a year for rent, we'll look back if we don't do this and say, shame on us for not owning a building, but we're going to stay and rent a building, and it's going to be more than what we would have spent on this building. So I don't understand that a little bit with some of the counselors, rent versus owning. I sat down with Eric Mason actually yesterday and today, and you know, if we were to, Quincy College keeps going on, we were there for another 30 years, it's close to an estimated $100 million in rent that we would pay. And
is that the city's responsibility or the college's responsibility to pay that?
Well, on the rent there, it would be the colleges. But I look at that and say to myself, the college comes into a new building, and let's say it is $100 million building. There'd be a piece, I don't have that number, that the college would pay the city. When we looked at this today, we were throwing out some numbers, and they would look at a 40-year bond that would be about $4.45 million per year. And after the adjusted college contribution to that payment, it ends up being $35 a household taxpayer-wise. $35 for the whole year, Joe. So I kind of look at the rent routine of a 30-year presidential place that's been there 30 years now and say to myself, it's been renovated and changed to make things work, but it still isn't, you know, this beautiful state-of-the-art educational facility that I think these folks deserve. And that's why people, I think, sometimes neglect Quincy College on taking a look to save a couple of bucks tuition-wise the first couple of years and then go on to UMass or Mass Maritime or Curry or whatever. So
do you worry that the college will go away if it doesn't have a permanent home?
Well, I think Rick will do. I think the president, I keep calling him Rick. He's probably going to yell at me, the Mr. President. No, I think he'll hold it together. I think it'll do okay. It'll just be doing okay, though. It'll never be that type of college that I think it could be with its own facility, to stand out. I always compare, like, I look at the old Boston State on Huntington Ave, and that was always a teacher school before Bridgewater State. And it also was a criminal justice school. Had a great program up there. And I look at Quincy College and I say, now with what they have, the staff they have, the mayor's support, the whole look at this new building and what it would do in regards to having their own facility, I look at that to become, you know, that 2-year, if you want to do a 2-year program, or possibly 4-year, college that you could go to that could specialize and have that strong program in teaching or criminal justice or computer science. And you could go and get that associates and then go on, if it was nursing, to Curry or UMass Boston. A lot of the nurses now, there's 41 nurses that are going to get pinned on May 18th at Quincy High School, and they'll be getting their associates, and they're all moving on to UMass or Curry or the next 2 years to get their bachelor's in nursing. And, it was definitely a probably learning curve for everybody getting that nursing program back on track, but it's doing well. I'm kind of hopeful that we can get there somehow, Joe, you know?
Do you anticipate a vote on Monday night?
I think so. After last night, there was a point where a few of the counselors, there was a motion by Councilor Kane that I didn't entertain because I had a lot of counselors during the week asking questions and a lot of counselors asking Eric Mason and Quincy College personnel questions. So to go down and sink the whole thing last night, I didn't think it was fair to anybody yet. And hopefully we'll take a vote on Monday night. But I wanted to make sure, especially the numbers. I don't know if we've spoken about the rent numbers and the numbers that, like a $35, and I guess that's an estimate. But I mean, increase for a beautiful educational institution. It's not a casino. We're not putting up anything like that. It's an educational institution that's been around forever, that has great academic staff and you know, great support from the mayor. And I just think it's worthwhile, you know. So we'll see what happens Monday night, Joe. It'll be quieter Monday night.
if it doesn't pass, Dave, you know, what's the council left to do with the college at that point?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the mayor would probably go back to the drawing board. I mean, would stay with the exact same footprint we have now and stay at it. But I think we need to, instead of killing this, I think we need to hopefully adjust to try to get the college into a new location, or we adjust and have more college city sit downs and more planning on what to do. I think it's too valuable. I mean, a lot of folks will say, well, what's Quincy College do for me? You know, and you get that from a lot of folks that when their kids get out of the school system, they'll say, well, what's the school system doing for me now? And, you know, and on and on and on. And you look at Quincy and you look at the real estate, you look at the downtown, which is starting to really take off. I mean, more than take off. And you say to yourself, boy, yeah, a nice building that would be in the middle of downtown that would give someone, you know, an area and a facility. And that area behind it, too, would be all revamped, Joe, you know, where the MBTA parking lot is, which, again, would brighten up that area. That's been a dark area at the MBTA for a lot of years. I think it would just enhance everything and benefit everybody in the entire city, having another, you know, folks come back all the time, they see the Hancock Adams Common, and they're stunned at how beautiful it is and how negative a lot of people were when we started. So kind of look at this the same way.
Do you think part of the concern is that it's tied to a new place for City Hall also? Do you think that's where some of the hesitancy is coming from?
Maybe, but I, you know, I had sat with the mayor and talked to him a little bit about this whole thing a few months back when he was, you know, talking about it. And the old City Hall needs a ton of work. I mean, it's terrible. So maybe if it was approached differently, and I don't know, you talk more about the City Hall portion. I mean, the college would dominate the building, but your glass city, the glass building there, whatever we call it. I've been up there and do a lot of council meetings from up there to get out of the McCarthy House because it's actually quiet right now, but we're in the middle of the afternoon, but they'll be here soon. And you can hear everything. The wind blows through there. Some of the rooms up there are freezing cold. Some of them are real hot. It's a building that, whenever we put that up, the 70s or whatever, maybe 60s, 70s, right?
74, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those buildings that, you know, was all nice and modern, but isn't passing any test here regards to durability. So I hope not. I think, you know, that would take care of that City Hall component. I don't know how that really factored in. It'd be a city building. Council Palmucci tried at the beginning last night. He came up with an amendment that I thought was pretty creative, you know, where to take Quincy College out of the order and just, you know, we're going to use a city building. Now, you know, Councilor Kane, I think, said, so we're going to build it for nothing. Now, we all know that the college is going to go in there, and we all know that City Hall is going to go in there. But Councilor Palmucci had probably, you know, saw the notes that we got and the information. There were a number of councilors who were saying, what happens if you only fill six floors, or, you know, what, you know, they threw a few of those out. So I think the broadening tool, which Councilor Palmucci threw out, was to say that a building like that would always be full. It's not going to be empty. It'd be an asset to the city. And I feel like the college would, you know, fill it up in their number of floors as well as the city. There won't be any problem with that. As long as it was there. And again, state of the art. I made a comment about Quincy High School. When we were building Quincy High School, everybody fled to North Quincy High. And then when the new Quincy High was done, everybody came back. They wanted the new car. They wanted to play with the new toys. So I'm looking at this facility hoping that, you know, it will happen in some fashion. And I think it's a really good idea of where the mayor has put it with the T. I know a lot of kids from Quincy don't go to Quincy College, but I think you might be able to flip it a little bit and get more interest if you had a better facility. You know, Eastern Nazarene, too, in Quincy, for years had been overlooked. Everyone looks, you know, beyond. And there's another jewel that, you know, for some reason, I don't know, maybe you want to sow your oats and get out of Quincy. But I think if they had a facility there that folks and kids would go to and adults too, and with the T station, it just makes it a lot easier. The layout would be nice.
Yeah, I guess some of the concern I've heard, I'm sure you've heard too, is just the sheer amount of borrowing the city is doing right now, and the timing of all this, you know, it might not be the best, I guess.
Yeah, I sat with Eric Mason. We talked a little about debt service, you know, and just to talk about that $35, and again, that's kind of a, you know, we'll say that's a hypothetical number, but let's call it that. That would be the range when the college is, you know, contributing to the building. The debt service really starts to decline in the next couple of years. It drops off as things are being paid off. So as this is put on, you know, it's even unlikely that it's going to be as high as any of these numbers, because with debt falling off, you know, it's almost like it would net zero. You wouldn't see the increase. I should get you a copy of this, Joe, with the Eric does a great job, Eric Mason, but it really starts to decline where, you know, the city, and this has everything in it, the police station, everything we're doing, the $100 million, $150 million bond for streets and whatever. And, you know, I wish I could sit down with every constituent out there in the city and show them how this, you know, it tails off. It starts off, people see big numbers, and the effect tails off dramatically over the course of the next, you know, 10 to 15 years as we go along through these bonds. So it's really good. I think the city does a very good job of bonding, getting their debt service down, and then bonding. It keeps us at that AA+ rating, you know, so.
Yeah. Does that include the pension borrowing, Dave, the $475 million?
I don't know if it's in here or not. I didn't ask him today. That's another topic that is going to come up in the next couple of weeks, because it's an item that, you know, has to be either voted up or down as we head into the budget. I'm looking at the budget probably the first week of June. And what's today?
May 14th.
Yep. May 14th. So we have a meeting Monday, you know, possibly that next week before we get to the holiday, we'll have a finance meeting on the 475 and see what happens with that. If it gets voted up, then it will be in the budget. It gets voted down, we're back to what we were doing, which is another item that I look at and see how much it escalates for us to our obligation for the pension compared to the 475, which I think saves millions of dollars but I don't think many municipalities, I don't know how many municipalities, which is probably what the conversation will be about, get into that. But it's almost like, you know, it's a refinancing type of method, I guess. And Eric will explain this more and more as we get closer.
A lot of
stuff, Joe.
I'm a
math major, and I don't, you know.
Yeah, a lot going on, that's for sure. Anything else you'd like to add right now, Dave, about this?
No, just that I hope my colleagues, I hope everyone takes a deep breath and kind of, you know, takes a hard look. I'm sure the mayor, you know, will adjust and still try to figure something out for the college. It might not happen Monday night. You know, we might have to relook at a few things, but I think it's another great Quincy asset to have. And I think it will, if we get to that point with a new facility, bring more Quincy and North Quincy kids and more kids in general off the South Shore into the school when they see a place that isn't split up all over the place like we are now. So, two good meetings in finance. I think everything was on the table, which is good. There wasn't any doubt on who felt what way.
That's true. No, nobody held back.
Nobody held back.
Good to talk to you, Dave. I really appreciate it.
All right, Joe. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.